Good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us open our Bible and read James chapter 3 verses 1 to 17. James chapter 3 verses 1 to 17. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Whatsoever the governor listeneth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue amongst our members, that is defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, fully of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith course we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to so to be, that a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge amongst you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter inveighing and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is a confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Let us pray. Lord, we praise you, we adore you, we magnify you, that you are our strength, our fortress, and the salvation of our souls. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, we thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, and your promises to us to strengthen in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. As he said in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess your laziness, lack of commitment, unwillingness to serve God, your bad stewardship, your negligence, your stubbornness, your envy, jealousy, your lies, corruptions, and compromises, your lack of prayers in the reading of God's word in the Bible, and wasting your time on the mission. Lord, we commit ourselves not to do them again. We humble down before you to cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood that shed on the cross for us, so we come in your presence with a clean and pure heart. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions, for God said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Trust him that he will provide all your needs and not your want. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your siblings, pray for your children, pray for your parents. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to do your will in the plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom, how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Give them good health, strength, a stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have a good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husbands. We pray for the parents to unite to implement the discipline orders on their children and according to your word. Lord, we pray for the children to protect them from the work of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents. Lord, cleanse the children from the social media. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their pride, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children to persevere in the discipline of their parents, to continue to read your word in the Bible, be diligent in their studies, and that they will start to serve you from now and continue to do your works. Lord, we pray for each family to have daily time together for worship, reading your word and prayers. Lord, we pray for all the single mothers that you will help them and aid them in their lives, protect them and their children, and provide all their needs. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we pray for all of them to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time. Lord, we commit ourselves to be regular to bring to you our tithes, first fruits, offerings, and vows. Lord, help us to be a noble vessels of your blessings to the people around us by preaching your word and by our good example to them, by submitting to our superiors and working diligently and in honest way that people may know Christ through our lives. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give jobs to those who are jobless, and give wisdom and solution to those who are in trials. Lord, we trust you that you will meet all their needs. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we meet daily, and people back home in our countries to be saved. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to preach your gospel to them. Lord, help us and empower us with the Holy Spirit, how to give them advices and to teach them of your ways. Lord, we pray to deliver them from their sins, from the darkness, to live in righteousness and holiness. Lord, put in their hearts the fear of you and humble them to obey you and receive the salvation that comes from you. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, Tanzania, and America. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentations needed in all those countries. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people who live in all those countries, that they will know you and be aware that we are your people. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey and follow the rules and regulations as we abide in your commands to us. Lord, protect your church, sustain and provide all the needs in those places for your glory, so your work will continue to be done. Lord, uphold us, enable us to continue to reach new people and teach them how to live according to your word in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We pray that you enable us to spread in other places, cities, and countries. Lord, we pray that you will bless the evangelism, the church school, the church banking, the church clinic, the farming ministry, the watchman ministry, the publications, the children and youth under their parents, the wives under their husbands, the translations ministry, and the website. Lord, help us and open to us effective tools to reach the lost, and use all the opportunities to reach them with your word and to impart to them the true way, how to live in righteousness and holiness, in Jesus' name. Lord, add to us more workers, and we pray for the backsliders to come back to you and to your church. Lord, bestow on us the spiritual gifts that we need to teach and to heal the sick, to evangelize, to declare your will. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, we lift up unto your hand our service today. Bless every item of our service, our worship. Bless our prayers, our songs, worship, and your word that we will hear today. Anoint the speaker and speak to us, Lord. Bless also this recording. Make it reach the rest of the church congregations and members to new souls, and to have the fruits that you want to see in the lives of your church and your people. Lord, hear our prayers for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord.
Together to lift your name on high, to worship you, to honor you and adore you. Thank you, O God, that you have gathered us as a family Thank you, Lord God, that you've been giving us your strength, your wisdom, your provision, your guidance day after day. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you, we honor you. Let's praise the Lord.
The Lord is our power.
Thank you that by your name we are saved. Thank you, Lord God. Truly, Lord, at this very moment, again, we come together acknowledging unto your holy name, O Lord Jesus, that we cannot do anything apart from you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have called us as your people. Thank you that your hands are always there. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Part of our hearts, O Lord, we desire for you to fill us once more by your holy word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Kindly let us collect our tithes and offering unto God in Malachi. Chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the floodgates of heaven, and pour you out the blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, that he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord. Let us pray. Lord God, we adore and praise you. Thank you, Lord, for you are our provider and everything that we need. And as we give what is due for you, our tithes, offering, and first fruit, fulfill your word to your faithful people and doer of your will, that all nations will see that they are blessed by you. Bless this money, O God, for the extension of grace and mercy to the people who are in need. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled Watchman, Part 13. The watchman is a keeper for his brothers, from the life of Joseph. Watchman, Part 13. The watchman is a keeper for his brothers, from the life of Joseph. Open your Bibles in the book of Genesis, chapter 37. Verses 12 to 17. Genesis chapter 37, verses 12 to 17, King James Version. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, here am I. And he said to him, go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks. And the man said, they are departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord. Lord, we pray that our lives, like Joseph, would be a testimony of your faithfulness. Lord, we pray. We may demonstrate integrity, strong work ethics, and love for serving others. Lord, in all circumstances, use us to be a blessing to those around us. Lord, help us to be a faithful watchman. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Joseph was sent by his father Jacob to go and to look for his brothers. He was called to be a watchman to look after the well-being of them. From the above passage, we can conclude the following points. Number one, you are called to be willing to be sent and to go to the places and to the peoples that God is sending you to. Genesis chapter 37, verse 13. Genesis chapter 37, verse 13. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, here am I. When Joseph, his father Jacob, called him at once, he replied to him, here am I. He did not make any excuses or try to escape the task that he was called to do. Many, when they are called, they will start to complain, grumble, and utter many excuses. Joseph did not say, oh, it is far, oh, it is long, oh, it is hot weather, oh, it is winter and very cold. Oh, I am afraid. My brothers don't like me. Oh, I have headache. Oh, I feel tired. Don't make excuses to escape the call of God and the task entrusted to you. Otherwise, God shall not bless you. Number two, you are called to look after the well-being of your brothers and bring a report about them. Genesis chapter 37, verse 14. Genesis chapter 37, verse 14. And he said to him, go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. Joseph was called to look after the well-being of his brothers, the 10 of them, and not only them, but the well-being of the flocks. Joseph was called also to bring a report to his father Jacob. So the watchman and you among them have the responsibility to look after the affairs of your brothers and bring a report to those who are responsible and accountable on them. Number three, you are called to bring a report about the evil doing of your brethren to the responsible authority. Previously, Joseph also reported the wrongdoings of his brethren, the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, to his father. Genesis chapter 37, verse 2. Genesis chapter 37, verse 2. These are the generations of Judah. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Joseph was willing to be hated and persecuted in order to speak and report the truth. In the New Testament, we need first to face those who sin and explain to them their sins, as we read here. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. If he or she will not respond to correction, they needed to be escalated and others get involved, and finally, the church. Matthew chapter 18. Verses 16 and 17. Matthew chapter 18, verses 16 and 17. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican. The purpose for all that so sin will be dealt with. Therefore, as a watchman and a watchwoman, reporting is mandatory whenever that is needed in order for sin to be dealt with. Therefore, the watchman and the watchwoman who are supposed to deal with sin and report it, when that deemed necessary, they needed to be living in holiness and away from sins. Number four, you are called to endure the hardship of troubling. Genesis chapter 37, verse 14. Genesis chapter 37, verse 14. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. So Joseph here had to travel a considerable distance before he would be able to reach them. He traveled from Hebron to Shechem, which was around 95 kilometers. In addition to that, he traveled from Shechem to Dothan, which was around 19 kilometers in distance. Genesis chapter 37, verse 17. Genesis chapter 37, verse 17. And the man said, "They are departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan." And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. Joseph troubled by his feet, not having an ass or a horse. So as watchmen, you may need to travel long distances before you can reach the people that you are sent to look after and examine their lives. Number five, you are called to endure traveling from field to field in order to find your target that you are looking. Genesis chapter 37, verse 15. Genesis chapter 37, verse 15. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. Joseph, perhaps, was moving in different fields in order for him to find and reach his brothers. When Joseph did not find his brethren in Shechem, he did not go back to his father, but instead, he continued searching for them in order to find them. Those who are not committed to the service and the ministry, you find them easily giving up and come back to you with negative answers. Oh, they are not there. Oh, I don't know where they went. Oh, who used to look after them, etc. Don't be similar to such and behave in such a way if you want God to bless you. Number six, God will send you people to direct you in your way. Genesis chapter 37, verses 15 and 16. Genesis chapter 37, verses 15 and 16. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What seekest thou?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks." Joseph was looking and searching for his brothers. And God sent him a man who noticed how Joseph was wandering, perhaps from field to field. And so he asked him about what he was looking. And Joseph answered him and said that he was looking for his brothers and gave him the details that they were feeding their flocks. So the man answered him and told Joseph that they went to Dothan. Genesis 37, verse 17. Genesis 37, 17. And the man said, "They are departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan." As a watchman or a watchwoman, certain times God will allow that certain people to come across your lives to help you and give you some details that will help you to achieve what you need to do to complete the ministry that God entrusted to you. Number seven, persevere and do not give up. Genesis chapter 37, verse 17. And the man said, "They are departed hence, for I heard them say, let us go to Dothan." And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. Joseph did not give up when he heard that they moved to Dothan. As a watchman or a watchwoman, in order for you to achieve your ministry, you need to move further and persevere till you reach the place that God wants you to reach. Genesis chapter 37, verses 18 to 36. Genesis chapter 37, verses 18 to 36. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, "Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit, and we will say, some evil beast had devoured him, and we shall say what will become of his dreams." And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands, and said, "Let us not kill him." And Reuben said unto them, "Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit, that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands, to deliver him to his father again. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked. And behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. And they passed by Midianites merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brethren and said, yet the child is not, and I, whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat and killed the kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast had devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave and to my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. Number 8, be wise and discerning in handling people. Genesis chapter 37, verse 20. Genesis chapter 37, verse 20. Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of the cisterns and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Joseph was sent by his father to look after his brothers, but they were thinking evil of him and mistreated him. They even told lies to hide their crime from the knowledge of their father. As a watchman and a watchwoman, you are called to be wise and discerning of how to handle the people that you are sent for. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Number 9. Remain faithful and accept persecution. As a watchman and a watchwoman, be faithful to God and do your ministry faithfully to the Lord. Even the people that you are serving may mistreat you and persecute you, but you need to hold on your integrity and continue to serve the Lord. Luke chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. Luke chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy. For, behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Persecution is not reason for you to back out of the ministry and retreat from being a faithful watchman and a faithful watchwoman. Number 10, have a big heart and forgive those who hurt you and understand God's plan of salvation. Genesis chapter 45, verse 5. Genesis chapter 45, verse 5. Now, therefore, be not great, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. After many years from the above incident, Joseph met with his brothers, and they were afraid that he will punish them. But Joseph did not harm them or punish them. Joseph understood the plan of God of salvation for the whole of his family. He even comforted his brothers and assured them. Genesis chapter 45, verses 7 to 8. Genesis chapter 45, verse 7 and 8. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Even after the death of his father, he assured his brothers that he will not harm them. Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 to 21. Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 to 21. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin. For they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they speak unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And he said, behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now, therefore, fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and speak kindly unto them. As a watchman and a watchwoman, you need to have big heart and be willing to forgive those who hurt you and harm you. So God's plan of salvation shall flow in the life of other people. Ask God to give you a big heart to accommodate and overcome all the hurt. Lord, give me a big heart to forgive and overcome in Jesus' name. Amen. My dear and beloved, Joseph was instructed by his father Jacob to go and see and look after the well-being of his brothers. And he was faithful and he continued to care and provide for them even after they had hurt him. So the plan of God of salvation was fulfilled in the life of his people. Joseph was here a type of Christ. Jesus, though he was the beloved son of his father and hated by a wicked world, yet the father sent him out of his bosom to visit us in great humility and love. He came from heaven to earth to seek and save us. Yet then, malicious plots were laid against him. He came to his own, and his own not only received him not, but consulted against him. This is the ear. Come, let us kill him. Crucify him. Crucify him. This he submitted to, in pursuance of his design to redeem us and save us. In the same way, God is calling you as watchmen and watchwomen to care and to look after the well-being of your brethren and the ministry and the people under your care. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that makes things clear to me and give to me more wisdom, understanding, and insight to go on and serve you with a loving, caring, mature, responsible, and forgiven heart. Lord, thank you for all the teaching about the watchman in this message, and thank you for all the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishments that we receive from you. Confess your sins and renounce them. Confess and renounce your reluctance to respond to the call of God, and your non-willingness to go to certain people in certain places. Repent of your non-willingness to go and look after the well-being of your brethren. Confess your non-willingness to confront those who sin and to report them to the church to help them to come back to God. Confess your non-willingness to go and travel in long distances to places and people. Confess and renounce your lack of patience, perseverance, and long-suffering in order for people to be saved. Confess your non-willingness to suffer for Christ and get persecuted for his cause. Confess and renounce your anger and non-forgiveness to those who harm you. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit my life to the call of yours to me in this message to go and reach the lost and those who had gone away from me. Lord, I commit myself to go and look after the well-being of my brethren and willing to bring report about them to the church. Lord, I am willing to forgive the following people, so that your plan of salvation shall flow to others. Lord, help me to reproduce more fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, patience, long-suffering, and self-control. Lord, help me and continue to provide my need, and I will continue to serve you. Amen. Thank you for my brothers and sisters who committed themselves to be faithful watchmen and watchwomen to the call that you entrusted to them in their lives. Lord, mold them to the task and help them to surrender fully to you to accomplish their assignments and bring the salvations of your to others. Lord, protect them and preserve them from all persecution and provide their needs so they will continue to serve you. Lord, Help us as your church to continue to declare your word and your will, and to teach your people your ways and your plan for them to be faithful, and to be faithful watchmen and watchwomen in this, in their service to you. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and lead us to reach new people with your word, to evangelize, making disciples and training workers to go and plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, send the message to the rest of the church congregations, members, workers, and the lost souls. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Oh, my heart.